from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. An aerial attack was part of the effort to put out a fire in a wood chip pile at Green First Forest Products in Cochrane this morning. Fire Chief Richard Vallée says his department responded shortly after 5:30. An aircraft from local company Expedition Firefighters joined the fight.
They had a helicopter here in Cochrane that had the water bag on it, so they picked up a couple loads from Commando Lake, and the other ones came in from farther south, close to the habitat.
Speaking from the scene, the chief says firefighters will spend the afternoon pulling apart the burned wood chips and dousing hot spots. Federal Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre is on the road in northeastern Ontario, staging axe the tax rallies across the region. From the road today, he responded to criticism leveled at him yesterday by Timmins James Bay NDP MP Charlie Angus. Angus said Poilievre has no plan to stop rising grocery prices because of party ties to the big chains. Poilievre says he doesn't have to respond. Angus should, because as part of the deal propping up the minority Liberal government, he's been in government the last 2 years.
Under Charlie Angus, Sellout Singh and Justin Trudeau, grocery prices have gone up 25%. And Charlie Angus voted to give $14 million tax dollars to Loblaws for new fridges.
Poilievre denies Angus's claim that several high-ranking Tory party officials are tied to the grocery and pharmacy chains. He says if Angus repeats it, he'll sue him. Canada's economy grew slightly in May. Statistics Canada reports it increased 0.2% that month. Economic activity has been slowed by high interest rates, which have caused consumers and businesses to cut down on spending. Earlier this month, the Bank of Canada cut interest rates for a second time in a row, in part due to weakening economic conditions. Well, it was Halloween downtown today for the Urban Park and Farmers Market. BIA Executive Director Corey Robbins says the new way of combining the Urban Park that ran Wednesdays with the Farmers Market that ran Thursdays into one day a week is working well.
Instead of stretching out so many vendors over 2 days, we've combined them all together, and now it's become pretty busy for the one day a week, as opposed to spreading out that market between two. So it's doing very well.
Next week is Superhero Week. Vendors and shoppers are encouraged to dress as their favorite superheroes.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.